Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, January 13th, 2022, 1 John.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 John chapter 2. And we're going to close out chapter 2 and put that in the can tonight and get started on chapter 3. 1 John chapter 2. SOP calls for a few moments of silent prayer, giving you the privacy of your priesthood, the opportunity of examining your own soul. Make sure there's no unconfessed sin in your life. If there is, rebound is the order of the day, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, sir, in these last days as we witness the wheels coming off the wagon. We thank you that Jesus Christ controls history. And we pray, sir, that in these days that the Lord Jesus Christ and the grace gospel will be presented all over the world. That in these times many sons might be brought into glory. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, 1 John 2, we'll start with verse 28. And now, dear children, keep on abiding in Him. That is, keep on staying in fellowship with Him, filled with the Spirit, and living the spiritual life. For the purpose that when He appears, the rapture, we might have confidence and might not be disgraced and put to shame by Him, Christ, in His presence at the judgment seat of Christ. That brings us to verse 29, the last verse of chapter 2, which really sets the whole stage for chapter 3. So 1 John 2, verse 29. If you know that He is righteous, this is the conditional particle aeon plus the perfect active subjunctive of oida plus the conjunction hati with the present active indicative of the to-be verb eimi plus the nominative singular of dikaios. We have the conditional particle aeon. E-A-N, aeon plus the subjunctive. Aeon plus the subjunctive introduces a third class condition. If you know that He is righteous, and He is the Lord Jesus Christ we had in verse 28, for the purpose that when He, Jesus Christ, appears at the rapture, we might have confidence and might not be disgraced and put to shame by Him, Christ, in His presence at the judgment seat of Christ. So, aeon plus the subjunctive introduces a third class condition. If you know He, Jesus Christ, is righteous. Third class condition, maybe you do, and maybe you don't. Depends on where you're living your life. And John is dealing with a lot of Christians that are living their life in Satan's cosmic system. And he gives them a title. We're going to see that title in chapter 3. He gives those Christians a title. They're the children of the devil. Believers in Jesus Christ. And they're the children of the devil. Because they're living their life in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance, interlocking systems of hatred. Oh, a lot of these people, they think they're great believers. They're not. They're the children of the devil. They're reversionists. They are going to wind up under tremendous divine discipline and die the sin unto death unless they turn around. There are also other believers that he gives the title to as well, the children of God. So there's going to be a contrast in chapter 3 between children of God, believers living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, and the children of the devil, believers living in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system. So he says here, aeon plus the subjunctive. If you know that he is righteous, third class condition, maybe you do, maybe you don't. And the principle is this. If you are living the spiritual life, then you do. If you're living in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system, then you don't. And that's the third class condition we have here. And then, oida. O-I-D-A. Oida. Now, oida is a special verb. This is what's called a frozen form. That means it came from Montana. No, just Al and Sherry were oidas when they were up there, 15 below zero when they were up in Montana. This last weekend, we had a fella, he's from Alaska, and listening to all the classes, getting him through email and listening to him up in Alaska. And he was glad to be in Las Vegas. He said when he left his home, it was 5 degrees. I go, 5? That's hot. I said, Al and Sherry, my deacon and his wife, they were in Montana, it was 15 below zero. And they were smiling and saying, but it was a dry cold. Which to me is the most stupid thing you could ever say. And I told you, when I first came here, it got to be 115 in the summer. And then people here were saying, but it's a dry heat. So is my oven, but I don't get inside of it. I mean, that's... I don't buy that. So oida is a frozen form. It is a perfect used as a present. Oida means you have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that you know Bible doctrine now in the present. And we have the conjunction hati. And you, being such an enlightened congregation, you know, well, that is causal because, well, a lot of times it is. Many times hati is a causal conjunction. It means because. But not here. Why? Because after verbs of dicendi, you've heard me say that, maybe you didn't know what that word looks like. after verbs of dicendi. What are verbs of dicendi? Verbs of knowing, verbs of thinking, verbs of saying. Then it introduces an object clause and you translate it that. And then we have a me, the to be verb. E-I-M-I, a me. He is, and he is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is dikaios. He is dikaios. Amy dikaios. This is very important. D-I-K-A-I-O-S. Dikaios means righteous. Now the adjective here is used in its emphatic use. It's a predicate adjective, not a simple modifier. The predicate adjective is the emphatic use of the adjective in contrast to the use of the adjective as a simple modifier. The whole purpose of the sentence is to predicate that the Lord Jesus Christ is righteous. So this is very powerful, very emphatic. So one, the Lord Jesus Christ is plus R, absolute righteousness in his deity. The Lord Jesus Christ is plus R, absolute righteousness in his deity. Two, the Lord Jesus Christ is grace righteousness in his true humanity. So he's absolute righteousness in his deity. He is grace righteousness in his true humanity. Three, the Lord Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union. Undiminished deity, true humanity, united in one person forever. He has traveled down the paths of righteousness from plus R in his deity to grace righteousness, spiritual maturity in his true humanity. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his hypostatic union, has traveled down the paths of righteousness from absolute righteousness in his deity to the grace righteousness, spiritual maturity in his true humanity. Now John is saying here at the beginning of this verse, if you know that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is righteous, absolute righteousness in his deity, grace righteousness in his true humanity, then ye know that. This is the conjunction chi plus the present active indicative of gnosko plus the conjunction ha ti. K-A-I. Now sometimes it's a connective chi, means and. Sometimes it's a sensitive chi even, and sometimes it's an adjunctive chi also. Sometimes it's an emphatic chi. In fact, this is an adjunctive chi, and the adjunctive chi is correctly translated also. And then, gnosko. G-I-N long O-S-K long O. Gnosko. Okay, gnosko means to come to know. To come to know. The present tense is known as a voluntative present. And you translate the voluntative present, you should have come to know. See, we started out with, if you know that he, Jesus Christ, is righteous, absolute righteousness, deity, and grace righteousness, humanity, voluntative present, then you should have come to know, and with the adjunctive chi, you should have also come to know. Once again, the conjunction ha ti introduces an object clause and translated that, introducing what they should have come to know. you should have also come to know that everyone that doeth righteousness. This is the adjective pas plus the articular present active participle of poieo plus the accusative singular of dikaio sune with the definite article. The adjective pas and I am so glad we're teaching 1 John. When we finish 1 John, we'll go to 2 John. Finish that, we'll go to 3 John. I'm so glad. Oh, John, and you know, this is the apostle that the Lord Jesus Christ loved. He just loved being with John. Loved sitting down with John. Loved doing things with John. Loved eating with John. He just... John got it. He got exactly what Jesus Christ was communicating when he was here in his hypostatic union. And what John teaches, he puts it in terms that you won't find it anywhere else except in John. And he puts this contrast, and you'll see terms from time to time, children of God, children of the devil. And there are a lot of people that do not, well, they don't study from the original autographs, and they wind up with false doctrine. And they are saying, well, this is teaching that you can lose your salvation. No, it's not teaching you can lose your salvation. When John calls believers children of the devil, he's not saying that they've lost their salvation. He's saying they're losers. They're losers. They're living in Satan's cosmic system. And they've made themselves children of the devil. But they haven't lost their salvation. They have eternal security. But they're still children of the devil. And then they think that they know God. They think they love God. But they don't. John says, if you hate your fellow believer, you don't love God. If you hate your fellow believer, you don't love God at all. In fact, John says, you're a murderer. We got that coming up. You're a believer in Jesus Christ and you hate your fellow believer? You're a murderer. Only John puts it in terms like this. So we got a lot of fantastic things in 1 John chapter 3. We're going to finish 1 John chapter 2, and I only have 305 notes on chapter 2. So we got a lot of great stuff. Contrast, children of God with children of the devil. You say you know God and love God, but you hate your fellow believer. You don't love God at all. You are a murderer if you hate your fellow believer. That's pretty powerful stuff. So the adjective pas means every or each. And when pas is used with the articular participle, as it is in our verse, then it means everyone who. Everyone who or whoever. And then the verb poieo. P-O-I-E long O. Poieo. One. Poieo, well, the most basic translation of poieo is to do. But it also means to carry out, to practice, to keep, to execute. To do, to carry out, to practice, to keep, to execute. Two, this believer executes or carries out or practices or performs dikaiosune. D-I-K-A-I-O-S-U-N long E. Dikaiosune. That's righteousness. So this believer executes, carries out, practices, manifests dikaiosune, righteousness. 3. Dikaiosune, or righteousness, refers here to grace righteousness. GR, grace righteousness. That's a synonym for spiritual maturity. 4. This is the believer who has traveled the grace road from plus R at salvation to grace righteousness at spiritual maturity. We studied this, Psalm 23. Remember Psalm 23? The believer travels from plus R to grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. That's the grace road. So this is the believer who has traveled the grace road from plus R at salvation to grace righteousness at spiritual maturity. And you see, we have our role model, Jesus Christ. He didn't have to believe he was absolute righteousness in his deity, but in his humanity, he had to advance to spiritual maturity and grace righteousness. How did he do that? By living for the very first unique spiritual life in all of human history. There never was a spiritual life prior to the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The very first spiritual life was given by God the Father to Jesus Christ, so that in his true humanity he could go from plus R in his deity to grace righteousness and spiritual maturity. Good catch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad there's nobody sitting in front of you. So this is the believer who has traveled the grace road from plus R salvation to grace righteousness and spiritual maturity. Jesus Christ is our role model. He lived the very first unique spiritual life. Then it was given to us in the church age, in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. And that's now the objective for us, to live the spiritual life in advance from plus R to grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. 5. He has put on the virtues of Christ, especially virtue love. And John is going to teach virtue love, what virtue love is, what virtue love is not, what the spiritual life is, what the spiritual life is not. But when you travel that grace road from plus R salvation to grace righteousness to spiritual maturity, you put on the virtues of Christ, especially virtue love. That's the ultimate objective of this unique spiritual life, to have virtue love brought to completion in our heart. 6. Point 6, he has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. He's traveled the grace road from plus R salvation to grace righteousness to spiritual maturity. He has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. He has personal love for God the Father, the motivating virtue which motivates impersonal love for all mankind, the functional virtue, and occupation with Jesus Christ. 7. He manifests honor. He manifests honor, integrity, and virtue to all mankind. He manifests honor, integrity, and virtue to all mankind. And it stands out. It's like a spotlight. It's like a spotlight that stands out, not a match. In fact, the contrast is like the sun and a match. Stands out like the sun. And he manifests honor, integrity, and virtue to all mankind. You don't see it very often in America today. You don't see it very often among Christians. Almost never among Christians, sadly. 8. He has Christmas and Thanksgiving every single day. Christmas and Thanksgiving every single day. Whether he has great health, whether he has poor health, whether he is no pain, whether he has lots of pain, he has Christmas and Thanksgiving every single day. 9. Virtue love keeps the believer from reacting to evil and injustice in life. And that's all we see in the day we live in America. All we see is evil and injustice in life. Virtue love keeps the believer from reacting to evil and injustice in life. 10. Grace righteousness provides the honor, the integrity, the virtue to all. Grace righteousness provides the honor, the integrity, and virtue to all that protects the believer from being distracted by the sinfulness and evil of others. Grace righteousness provides the honor, the integrity, the virtue to all that protects the believer from being distracted by the sinfulness and evil of others. Good catch, Don. Yeah. Anybody else want to sneeze? Anybody wants to sneeze, sneeze. Anybody wants to fart, fart. 11. Grace righteousness insulates the believer from being influenced by the failures of others. Grace righteousness insulates the believer from being influenced by the failures of others. So far, this verse says, if you know that He, the Lord Jesus Christ, is righteous, absolute righteousness in His deity, grace righteousness in His true humanity, you should have also come to know that everyone who practices righteousness, who has attained grace righteousness, spiritual maturity, is born of Him. This is the perfect passive indicative of the verb genao plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of autos. Genao. Looks like that in the Greek. G-E-N-N-A long O. Genao. 1. Genao is literally used of physical birth. It means to beget, to be begotten, to become the father of. 2, it means to be born. 3, in our verse it refers to spiritual birth, regeneration, being born again through faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Spiritual birth, regeneration. We all come into the world with physical birth. If you're going to live with God forever in heaven, you have to be born again. Spiritual birth, regeneration. Through faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. 4, genao presents the fact of our spiritual birth. It presents the fact of our spiritual birth. spiritual birth at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. 5. Those facts include 1. Being imputed with the righteousness from God. Those facts include being imputed with the righteousness from God. 2. It includes sharing the righteousness of Jesus Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It includes sharing the righteousness of Jesus Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. 3. It includes being given the gift of eternal life. Being given the gift of eternal life. Four, it includes being given the unique spiritual life for the church age. It includes being given the unique spiritual life for the church age, the same spiritual life that was given to Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union. 5, it includes being indwelt and filled with the Spirit at salvation, the universal indwelling of the Spirit. And at the moment of salvation, not only is every believer indwelt by the Spirit, but filled with the Spirit. You never lose the indwelling, you lose the filling through sin, you recover through rebound. So those facts include being imputed with the righteousness from God, sharing the righteousness of Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being given the gift of eternal life, being given this unique spiritual life, and the universal indwelling of the Spirit and filling of the Spirit, the power to live this unique spiritual life. 6. Living this unique spiritual life results in attaining grace righteousness. Living this unique spiritual life results in attaining grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. Seven, living this unique spiritual life results in having virtue love brought to completion in our hearts, honor, integrity, virtue directed to all. Living this unique spiritual life results in having virtue love brought to completion in our hearts, honor, integrity, virtue directed to all. Eight, the plan of God for your life is to go from plus R at salvation down the grace road to grace righteousness at spiritual maturity. The plan of God for your life is to go from plus R at salvation down the grace road to grace righteousness at spiritual maturity. Psalm 23:3, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. And then we have the preposition ek. Looks like that in the Greek and in the English. Ek means out from or by. And then the intensive pronoun autos. A-U-T-O-S. The intensive pronoun autos is used for the third person personal pronoun, very common in Koine Greek, and it's translated him. Him refers to God the Father. Has been born from him or by him. 1 John 2:29 then, a corrected translation. If you know that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is righteous, righteous in his deity, plus absolute righteousness in his deity, grace righteousness in his true humanity, then you should have also come to know that everyone who practices righteousness, executes grace righteousness, has been born from him, God the Father, by him. One, if you are a believer living the spiritual life, then you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is absolute righteousness in his deity and grace righteousness in his true humanity. If you are a believer living the spiritual life, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is absolute righteousness in his deity and grace righteousness in his true humanity. You know that he advanced to spiritual maturity and manifests grace righteousness. Two, you also know that every believer that attains grace righteousness, spiritual maturity, and manifests that grace righteousness has been born of God, spiritual birth, and is living the spiritual life. You also know that every believer that attains grace righteousness, spiritual maturity, and manifests that grace righteousness has been born of God, spiritual birth, and is living the spiritual life. Three, John is not saying, if you don't attain spiritual maturity and produce grace righteousness, then you're not saved. He's not teaching that at all. A lot of people have falsely interpreted it that way. John is not saying, if you don't attain spiritual maturity and practice grace righteousness, that you're not saved. Four, rather, John is saying when you see grace righteousness exhibited, you can be sure that the person who exhibits grace righteousness is a child of God, living the unique spiritual life by the spiritual skills, and he has attained spiritual maturity. Rather, John is saying, when you see grace righteousness exhibited, you can be sure that the person who exhibits grace righteousness is a child of God, living the unique spiritual life by the spiritual skills. He has attained spiritual maturity. Five. This is in contrast to the believer who is living in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system and has made himself a child of the devil. And this is coming up in chapter 3. This is the objective of chapter 3, to see this contrast. So this is in contrast to the believer who is living in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system and has made himself a child of the devil. He has no grace righteousness. He has not attained spiritual maturity. He has no honor, no integrity, no impersonal love for all. But he does have eternal security. He has eternal security, but he has no grace righteousness, no impersonal love for all, no honor, no integrity. In fact, John knows many of these believers that they hate their fellow believers. And he nails that in 1 John chapter 3. So point 4 and point 5, make sure you get this. Rather, John is saying, when you see grace righteousness exhibited, you can be sure that the person who exhibits grace righteousness, spiritual maturity, is a child of God, living the unique spiritual life by the spiritual skills. He's attained spiritual maturity. Five, this is in contrast to the believer who is living in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system and has made himself a child of the devil. He has no grace righteousness, no virtue love, no impersonal love for all, but he does have eternal security. Now that's this last verse sets up chapter 3. All right, 305 pages in chapter 2. That is now in the can. Keep that out here. That is now in the can. We're not saying amen, sending you home. Aha! Chapter 3. Chapter 2 is in the can. Chapter 3. Oh boy. Here we go. Hang on to your hat, folks. All right, 1 John 3. We got to start out with an outline. Outline. That's one, Roman numeral one. That's not I. Roman numeral one, spiritual discernment. And we got a special word for this that's coming up in the Greek, horao. And the best meaning is spiritual discernment. Spiritual discernment of what it means to be the children of God. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Spiritual discernment of what it means to be the children of God. Chapter 3, 1 through 10. 2. Spiritual discernment of what it means to love the brethren with virtue love. Spiritual discernment of what it means to love the brethren, the royal family of God, with virtue love. 3:11-24. Underneath point 2, A. What virtue love is not. What virtue love is not. 3:11-15. B. What virtue love is. What virtue love is. 3:16-18. And C. The dynamics of the spiritual life. 3:19-24. So we have spiritual discernment of what it means to be the children of God. 3:1-10. Spiritual discernment of what it means to have to love the brethren with virtue love. 3:11-24. What virtue love is not, 3:11-15. What virtue love is, 3:16-18. And the dynamics of the spiritual life, 3:19-24. All right. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. 1. In this section, there is a conflict. In chapter 3, 1 through 10, there is a conflict between, one, the spiritual life that God has given us, and two, the cosmic system, which is from Satan. So in this section, chapter 3, 1 through 10, there's a conflict between the spiritual life that God the Father has given us and the cosmic system, which is from Satan. Two, the children of God are the believers who make good decisions from a position of strength to live the spiritual life that God the Father has given us. So this phrase, the children of God, that's why I said that verse 29 of chapter 2 is setting the stage for chapter 3 and be amplified in chapter 3. The children of God are the believers who make good decisions from a position of strength to live the spiritual life. 3, the children of the devil are those believers who make bad decisions to live their life in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system. The children of the devil are those believers who make bad decisions to live their life in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. See, you gotta. Only the Apostle John presents these truths in this way, and they're powerful, they're dynamic, and yet I dare say most communicators have totally screwed this up. All right, verse 1. Behold. This is the aorist active imperative of the verb horao. H-O-R-A long O. Horao. Now we get our English word horizon. Horizon comes from horao. 1, horao literally means to see the big picture. When you look at the horizon, you're looking at the big picture. So it means literally to see the big picture, to perceive, to become aware of, to consider. You're looking at the big picture. You perceive, become aware of, you consider. 2, it means to recognize or to understand something. To recognize, to understand something. 3, therefore, it means to develop spiritual discernment. That's why we had spiritual discernment in our outline. Spiritual discernment of what it means to be the children of God. Spiritual discernment of what it means to love the brethren with virtue, love. It's from this verb, horao. Therefore, it means to understand something, and therefore to develop spiritual discernment. Now, we have this aorist active imperative of horao. We do not have the demonstrative particle idu. We do not have this, idou. And that is often translated, behold. But John doesn't use edu, the demonstrative particle. He uses the aorist active imperative of horao, which is much more emphatic. 4, John is saying, I want you to actually see how great a love the Father has given to us. John is saying, I want you to actually see how great a love the Father has given to us. 5. John is saying, take a look at this love, virtue love. Take a look at this virtue love. Concentrate on this virtue love. Understand this virtue love that the Father has given to us. So So John is saying, take a look at this virtue love. Concentrate on this virtue love. Understand this virtue love the Father has given to us. John does. And that's, and Jesus Christ knew that, that John got it. And that's one of the things why Jesus Christ loved being around John. It was a little bit different with Peter. Get behind me, Satan. You know, and when the Lord calls you Satan, it's not a good day, you know. Did he call you Satan?
No.
Oh. Did your wife call you Satan?
No, no, never.
The imperative mood is the imperative of entreaty. It's a polite command. So we'll translate this. Understand. Consider. Understand something. Spiritual discernment. What manner of love? This is the accusative singular of agape, modified by the accusative singular adjective potopos. And this is the noun agape for virtue love. A-G-A-P, long E, agape. Virtue love. Agape is the ultimate objective and result from living the unique spiritual life of the church age. And this virtue love, this agape, is modified by the adjective potopos. P-O-T-A-P-O-S. Potopos. Potopos means how great, how wonderful, how glorious. It means how great, how wonderful, how glorious. So the corrected translation, consider, understand how great, how wonderful, how glorious a love, virtue love of the unique spiritual life the Father hath bestowed upon us. And this is the nominative singular of pater with the definite article plus the perfect active indicative of ditto me plus the dative plural of the personal pronoun ego. Ha pater. Definite article ha, pater, P-A-T, long E-R, ha pater, the Father. The Father is God the Father. God the Father is the inventor of the unique spiritual life of the church age. And then we have the verb didomi. D-I-D, long O-M-I, ditto me. This is the verb to give. A couple of things. One, God the Father gave this unique spiritual life, first of all, to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. So first of all, God the Father gave this unique spiritual life, first of all, to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Two, then God the Father has given this unique spiritual life to every church age believer. Why? The purpose was so that virtue love might be developed in our hearts. The purpose was so that virtue love might be developed in our hearts, so that one, as God the Father is a God of virtue love and manifests infinite virtue love, so too his children, the royal family of God, might live this spiritual life and have virtue love brought to completion in their hearts, manifesting personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all, and occupation with Christ. So God the Father gave this unique spiritual life first of all to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then God the Father has given this unique spiritual life to every church-age believer. The purpose was so that virtue love might be developed in our hearts, so that as God the Father is a God of virtue love and manifests infinite virtue love, so his children, royal family, might live the spiritual life and have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. The dative plural of ego is to us. The dative case is the dative of indirect object, the ones in whose interest and benefit something is given. Consider, corrected translation, consider, understand how great, how wonderful, how glorious a love, virtue love, the Father, God the Father, has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. Special title. That we should be called the children of God. This is hina plus the aorist passive subjunctive of kaleo plus the accusative plural of technon plus the genitive singular of theos. Hina plus the subjunctive. Hina plus the subjunctive introduces a purpose clause. The verb kaleo K-A-L-E-long-O, kaleo, means to call or to designate, the passive voice, every church-age believer at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ is a child of God, royal family of God. And then we have technon. T-E-K-N-O-N, technon. And it's actually technotheu, children of God. And what that means is we have an obligation. We all have an obligation to our Heavenly Father to grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have an obligation to our Heavenly Father to live the unique spiritual life by the spiritual skills and have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. That is the meaning of technotheu, children of God. We have an obligation to our Heavenly Father to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have an obligation to our Heavenly Father to live the unique spiritual life and have virtue love brought to completion in our heart. Consider how great, how wonderful, understand how great, how wonderful, how glorious a love, virtue love, the Father, God the Father, has given to us that we should be called the children of God. Well, this gets us started on a phenomenal, phenomenal chapter, 1 John chapter 3. And there's nobody else, no apostles, that present these truths in such a powerful way as the Apostle John. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God, the Holy Spirit, challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.